Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I love playing this song. We play it for my dear friend Chris, who's on the campaign trail working her tail off. She's on her third pair of shoes and her second pair of golf shoes, because that's where she has her Sundays with her beloved. So we send our best to Chris, but we talk with another friend of mine who here in the Rational Revolution. You're talking about the experience you had with your divorce, and we were talking about how you kind of came to the realization when you got your break, when you got room to breathe.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Very interesting, because I was so resistant to that separation, because once again, I had no idea why we were even at that point. Even our therapist at that point was shocked that we were at that point of divorce. And even in her words, she said 3 months prior, we were the couple that had been doing the best compared to all of our other clients. So that's how sudden it was. And with the separation, it was forced because my aunt had told him he needed to move out, because she could see the physical state that I was in. And when we finally had that distance from one another, I was really forced into really understanding why I was feeling the way that I was. Because I started questioning everything. Every conversation that we had, every fight, every action and inaction that had happened in our relationship in those 2 years, I questioned. And through that, I started really trying to seek help, because I just felt like this isn't normal. Like, how is it? Even when I was sharing with people that we were divorcing, everyone was shocked. You know, and I had to prepare myself for those conversations, because I felt like I had to be okay so that I could be okay for the other person who was in shock because of the divorce.
Yeah.
And when I started really seeking different types of therapy, that's when I found out about what covert abuse was. Once again, I worked in domestic violence shelters. I did counseling for families and couples. And I only had the lens of what overt abuse was, which is more of the physical abuse. And the, you know, overt ways of how, you know, people can control one another. I had no understanding of what covert abuse was.
So what is that? I mean, you know, describe that a little bit for people that listen. Because, I mean, people don't even know. I mean, it was you. You had no idea until you could breathe and you're like, oh, my God.
Right. I mean, I had the educational, the work experience, and even life experience.
And you're suffering years of trauma.
Right.
I have no idea.
Right. And it really is the covert abuse really happens over a course of time. And it's these slow forms of like love bombing. I know that that term is used a lot too, where there's like this moments of love and care. And, you know, with covert abusers, you know, there's this way of them being able to control empathy and use it as a form of manipulation. And I would say my ex was someone who I always thought was super emotional. And when I look at it now, it very much was a form of manipulation. And so it's using love and emotion and power and control in very subtle ways.
Love with a dagger.
Right.
You know, that's crazy. So when you're going through your divorce, what were the ramifications? What happened during that time?
I discovered that him and his family had actually been planning the divorce a year, at least a year in advance. So I was way behind. you know, with that, I mean, they were just, you know,
okay,
right, 100 steps in front of me. And so they had already financially, they had changed to shareholding in the family business. So financially, they had power over me. They had already started like this campaign around even who I was as a mother. So at this point, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I've been a stay-at-home mom for at least 12 years at that point. And so, you know, all of these things that play into divorce when you have children. I mean, it was just a lot of every day waking up and thinking, is this my reality? Is this truly my reality? Like, my life shift so quickly. So it was the financial, it was the children, it was even legally, they were able to use the legal system to also have power over me and to scare me, using police. I mean, it was just pretty much everything that you can think of.
Yeah. It's so funny, you know, you hear, it's not funny at all, but like, you know, the stuff that we talked about and the stuff that I've heard from others and stuff I've experienced, it's like, yeah, that jives, you know, and it's wild. And so, you know, you and I connected because we talked a lot about the gaps in the legal system and the struggles that you had. You know, you had an attorney that was not, you know, finance, it's, you're being a fiduciary, right?
Right.
I don't
right.
know, you know, and in legal, it's, I don't know what that is, but it's not what you got.
All right.
And so how did that all progress?
My last attorney, I mean, our divorce process was a 19-month long process. And once again, stay-at-home mom, right. You know, and he had control of all the finances. I mean, up until the point of the divorce, I knew everything, I thought. Yeah. I knew all of our finances. I was in control of that. And then it went to this shift of, you know, me no longer having access to anything. And so that's a stressor. My mental health is a stressor. The impact of the divorce on my children is a stressor. And when you don't even have a lawyer who's actually representing you, that's also a struggle. Like, I felt like I was up against so many different things. And right. Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But you went from, and this was something that I've never said this to you, but I'm so proud of what you've done. You went from the stay-at-home mom to a best-selling author as part of, you know, your healing and your journey. You I think I could say this on the radio, you kicked ass. Bleep it out if I can't. But but I mean, talk about that. Like, this is incredible.
Thank you.
What you did. I mean, so who wrote a book, The Unseen Wounds of Women? We're going to link it to all of our socials. So really, I mean, talk about your book.
It was really part of my healing process. Earlier I mentioned that I really dove into doing any kind of therapy. I really was just like, I need to do anything and everything to feel human again, like to feel like myself again. And so I just, you know, chased different mentors and practitioners throughout the world. And I was able to find Caroline Strawson, who is out of the UK. She's amazing. And she focuses on helping men and women around the world take charge of their life through getting trauma informed and then becoming coaches to help other people.
That's incredible. We're going to continue this discussion here on the other side of the break with my dear friend, Hua Yutek. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang.